Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, Blog Talk Radio. As soon as I get my YouTube squared around here. Shuffling screens is what I'm doing. To get it shared to Facebook, and then it's ready to roll. Yeah, what that whole week was like, oh my. Everyone, can you hear okay? That's silly asking that question. Will somebody just type it in the chat, because I can't hear with my speaker plugged in, so, or turned on, and I don't want to turn it off. So anyways, here we go. I'll check it on my phone. Here we go. I love the word.
All right. Can you guys hear me? Thank you, Dan.
Oh, I was so muted.
Yeah, well, let's see if this works. We've never tried this before.
What's up?
So, number one, Bill, give us an update on John.
They still haven't stopped the charges, and everything. Yeah, they're going to have to go back. In
carrying it on and on, because I was telling you some people have, you know, like, so that's the one thing that's doing, because, you know, it was just like you said, and whenever you have to drop the car, you have to, like, go back to the street, and you're going to charge you, and that's been all right here.
Had to go down in a valley there. Come back up. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah.
Father, in Jesus' name, we bless John right now.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. And that's called Lakeside Academy?
Yeah.
And we bless Lakeside Academy. We declare right now in Jesus' mighty name, thy will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. We declare no matter how bad the lies of the enemy are, we know the truth, and the truth sets us free. And so thank you, Father, that John and all the staff, Lakeside Academy, free from this wickedness. And may the church grow, and may Lakeside Academy grow. In the mighty name of Jesus. May Lakeside Academy grow and be strong in God Almighty. May the people of the church be strong, and may the community come out to them. May the DA be ashamed, and these people that have set themselves against it, may they be ashamed for what they're doing and come and apologize and bring reconciliation to this community.
Amen.
We pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Father,
amen.
Manifest yourself in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And amen. Everybody hold on. Hang on just a second. I know what to do. It worked. It didn't shut it off. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
All right, that's cool. Now, does anybody else want to pray for God? Who we got? We got Dan and Audrey. Phyllis, you guys want to pray? You're very, very welcome to pray. We appreciate your gift. And, you know, we have to pray for it for a while. Go ahead. Next April, then Even so, send us to Israel next year, Jesus.
I've been reading in Matthew, you know, like the generations between Abraham and David, the 14 generations, and then another 14 generations within 2 years was 28 generations there, and it's been 2,000 years since Jesus. The rest had some 17 generations, and I'm going to tell you there is something very tough about 70 generations, that might very well be that right now is the right time to do this.
Well, and you know, we were studying that message by Amir Safadi when he was talking about the appointed times. God has very, very specific times. Very specific times.
I'm focused
and,
now.
And, you know, he told us we wouldn't know the day nor the hour. But if you remember in that teaching, he rebuked the Pharisees. He's like, you guys can tell by the sun whether it's going to rain, and you can't tell the times any better than him. And so, you know, Jesus said, we know the word. I think, I don't know about you guys, but I know myself, listening to this tonight, I have learned a whole lot of stuff in the last year, so that's been amazing. And that's all right. Thank you, Jesus, that we're growing and developing. And, you know, I don't want Jesus to come back yet. Because the Spirit and the Bride take off and let them be first. But I sure want to see more people find Jesus, and I sure want to be a part of the billion souls in the end that are saved right before Jesus comes. And so, our red ribbon contains the 3 pieces of red tape on the lid of our poster, one on each bundle, and they're still there. And I've been to leave today. We're blessed coming to leave. When we enter, we say we're blessed coming in. When we leave, we say we're blessed going out. And so, yeah. How is the inside of the people for everybody else? Matter of fact, last year, it was David. And the death angel's not going out. It's just a way of you and I, you don't have to do it, you and I saying, thank you, Jesus, for the blood. And the same blood that was shed, you know, there's the blood that was shed on the first Passover. In Exodus chapter 12. Thank you, Lord.
From whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man. That Christ may dwell in you by your heart to stay rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the things what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus, with all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
Oh, amen. I love it. I love it. You know, that we might be filled with all the fullness. All of it. Can you imagine if we could actually have a ministry where everybody in the ministry was actually living and experiencing all the fullness of God in their life? It would just be absolutely amazing. And I've been living in this verse quite a while myself. And I say in the modern name of Jesus, I'm living in all the fullness of God. But I also know there's a whole lot more of the fullness of God that I can live in. And so, in his name, I'm a candidate for all the fullness of God. And you know what? He is the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. You and I are diligently seeking. Thank you, Jesus, that you have an exceeding great reward for us. We receive it from you in Jesus' mighty name. Well, guys, I think that's all I got for today. Got a whole bunch more that I want to say, but we'll come back and say that tomorrow night. And we'll be talking tomorrow night about that's a Tuesday night. Now, that's tomorrow night. It's on, you know, back 2,000 years ago, it's the night of the Passover. Jesus took the last Passover. I think it's just an amazing statement. Jesus shared the last Passover. You know?
The Garden of Gethsemane.
Yeah. And when you think about that statement, the last Passover, I mean, he knew what he was getting ready to do. He wasn't praying.
Yeah.
Father, if you take this cup away from me, you know, take it away. He knew what he was about to suffer. And yet he also knew that when he paid that price, that there was one stand for all that no longer happened.
And he counted his own joy. Our sins, for our suffering. And we would not just.
You took the words right out of my mouth. That was my next word that I was going to say. And he counted it all joy. He counted it all joy. And, you know.
No greater love has any man than to lay down his life.
Yeah. Now, everybody, everybody say this out loud as they say, God help all of our family friends.
God help all of our family friends.
Do not be offended at pastor.
Do not be offended at our pastor.
No. What Catholic Church has taught many people not to read their Bible. And because they told them if you read your Bible, you'll go crazy. Well, that's not what Jesus said. Jesus said, you know the truth. And where do you get the truth? Thy word is truth. You get the truth right out of the word. So there's a lot of people who really don't understand that. There's a lot of people that don't understand longer on that cross. And any other way, if it's not by grace through faith, if it's not by Jesus' grace, if it's not by his righteousness, you're just not going to get in. There's just no other way to get in than Jesus' blood and righteousness. And Jesus isn't mourning in heaven, even though there's Facebook posts that show him sitting down and crying. Jesus ain't crying. Jesus ain't mourning. Jesus don't have a broken heart in heaven. He came to heal the broken heart. So there's a lot of Facebook posts going around right now that say those kind of things. But so don't be liking them, because you're going to be liking false doctrine. All right. But remember, he did it all and he counted it joy. Why? Because he knew that he'd be able to get you and I born again. And you might be having a hard time with this free gift of righteousness. It's okay. Just wake up every day. And if you need this verse, maybe you don't know where that verse is, write this reference down. Romans 5:17. Romans 5:17 talks about the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness. And then it says, when you receive those, then you get to reign in life with Jesus Christ. And so, in mighty name of Jesus, may this become simple to you. And if I want to say it again. If you did not get to see our video on Sunday that we shared for our noon prayer time, or our noon 1 hour of faith. The audio doesn't come through, so don't watch that one. We put the link in on my Facebook page, on Leanne's Facebook page, on the Community of Faith Facebook page, and in the family thread, so that you can get it. And I would encourage you to get it. All it is a parade of people who are actually walking the footsteps of Jesus as he rode the donkey on Palm Sunday. And it's just beautiful. There are people there from all over the world. Nobody is afraid. There's no fear there. You see a few masks, but, you know, there's some people whose body isn't healthy. And you can see a mask on a few people. But the celebration of these people as they are walking in the footsteps of Jesus and his triumphal entry is about an hour and a half long, or an hour and 20 minutes or something. It's worth every minute of it. You'll enjoy it. And it's what caused Sister Leanne and I to say, hey, that's it. Next year, we are going to Israel for the, and no, we're not, let's not just say it. Start saving your money.
Amen.
Start it. Hey, there's Sister Leanne.
I made it.
I love.
Hi. Amen. I want us all to go. I just got home.
All right. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, it's good to have you. Are you going to start preaching now?
No, I was listening to you.
That guy that was preaching, he didn't preach very long tonight.
What was wrong with him?
I don't know. He was just on a video. And video got done, and it was all... Anyways, well, all right, guys. We love you. We call you. Oh, wait. I'm going to tell my story again because I've been praying this for everybody. But you may not perceive today.
You're doing the alien thing.
It's me. All right. I'm going through a dip, so.
Oh.
In a dream.
There, it's better.
In a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls upon you, God is going to give you a dream or a vision. And it says in there, he's going to seal an instruction in you or turn your foot from the pit. And to keep you from being devoured by the sword. Now, what does that mean? Well, if it's a dream, then the eyes of your understanding, you'll be able to see it with your eyes. And it says he'll open your ears so that you'll be able to see with your eyes and hear with your ears. And he'll seal instructions. So I've been praying that over you guys. And Sunday, when we were worshiping with Sean Falk, there in are you guys still there? Am I there? What was that?
I'm listening to you. Yeah, go ahead.
All right. All right. I just got one of those cell phone noises. Anyways, this young lady tells her story. She was a cutter. She had an eating problem. And she was in despair. She committed suicide. She was 17, and she just was living in total despair. She was in counseling, didn't seem to be helping. And one night, while she was sleeping, Jesus showed up in her dream. And from that day forward, she was never the same. So even if you have children that are struggling, grandchildren, pray them set of verses over your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren. Pray it over anybody in your family every single day that in a dream, in a vision of the night, it's Job 33, 14 through 8. I think it's awesome you and I have had some dreams and some revelations, but to hear this lady tell her story that Jesus, the man in the robe of white, showed up in her dream. And healed her.
Yeah, didn't she say he touched her three times?
I'm not sure, but this is what we'll say. Jesus touched her three times. Now go watch the video, and if it doesn't say that, believe what she says.
Amen.
Because I'm not trying to make an evangelistic exaggeration. I'm just retelling the story to the best of my ability. But what an awesome testimony. That it's not just the Muslims that sees the man in white. It's also Christians.
Did I ever tell you about my son-in-law before he went into the ministry? He had the accident. He was suffering so terribly in the hospital, and he wouldn't let anybody know what would happen if you got addicted to pain medication. And so he was laying there and he prayed, oh, Lord, either heal me or let me die. I can't stand this any longer. And Jesus came to his bedside and touched his foot and said, it's okay. You're going to be all right. But I'm going to ask you to do me a favor now. I want you to go into a prison ministry for me. because all those people in prison are there because they didn't know how much I love them. And I want you to go preach my love to those people in prison. And so, I mean, his pain got went away. And the very next day, the woman came to the hospital to see him before he was even discharged. And she had a bill of sale for her house in Baton Rouge, a big mansion that was, it was real close to the courthouse. And for him to have, what is it whenever people don't go to jail, but they go to a...
halfway house?
Yeah, halfway house. And so he did, he never had any problems getting somebody to go with him to the prisons to sing and when he would do sermons and that kind of stuff. I'll have to talk to you about it sometime whenever I got time to go into details. But for about 20 years he did that, honey.
Wow. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. All right. Well, glory be to God. We're learning. Anybody want to say it with me? I'm a learning.
I'm still learning too, honey.
I'm a learning. I am coming to the understanding of who God Almighty is in my life. And I'm walking with him every day. And thank you, Jesus, for learning. And thank you that even while we sleep, if we'll invite God into our dreams, he'll come there.
Amen.
And I love it. I love to be able to say to people, hey, you might not be getting it intellectually, but don't be freaked out about it. Let Jesus come to you in your dreams, because he will. And I'm so confident in it. I'm so filled with faith in it. That, you know, you just, glory be to God. Well, all right. Who else we got? Brother Dan, who's left down here? Dan, you got something else to say? Sister Ann, you got something else to say? You guys are welcome to turn your mics on if you want. Just thoughts here. Well, I guess maybe Facebook or YouTube. Are we still on YouTube, love?
Yep, YouTube is still on.
Brother Roger, John, bless you guys, Sunday.
Yes, bless you all.
Whoever you are.
This is Audrey. This is Audrey.
Yeah, Audrey, is with us?
I think it's awesome. I can be gone a long time, and I come back and you love me just as I never left. And that is